America's longest running network radio golf show and your top source for golf news and entertainment. It's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butinoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to be with you today. Thanks for listening. Our next guest spent some time designing composite parts for the F-16 fighter jet, the Black Hawk helicopter, and then took his skills to the golf world. He went to work for Titleist and co-designed or designed several balls, including the Pro V1, the HP Tour, HP2 Tour, and the HP2 Distance. At TaylorMade, he was instrumental in the TP Red, the TP Black Penta, and he's also worked for and designed balls, including the Burner, the Noodles, and the Rocket Balls. And we're happy to have with us right now here on Tee to Green, Dean Snell, who started his own company called Snell Golf. Hey, Dean, welcome to Tee to Green. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
How do you go from designing parts for the Black Hawk helicopter to making golf balls?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, how that transition happened. I had actually answered an ad for Titleist as for a quality engineering position because it was in my hometown. And when I went on the interview, they sent me over to the research and the development side to it because I was doing design work. So a couple weeks later, they called back, and you know, I actually didn't even like golf. Never played it. Didn't have any clubs or anything. And you know, took a job working in the golf industry, and from there on, it's been a lot of fun.
So you never even played golf?
I didn't. No, my father was a good player, but I was a hockey player. So I found it weird for you play hockey and you got thousands of people hollering at you to a sport where you couldn't say anything when you stood on the tee. So it was a little different, and yeah, it was a little bit of a struggle. So I actually got my first set of clubs 1 year after I started working at Titleist. So it was I never really cared for the sport, and now I live it and breathe it every day. It's a lot of fun.
Dean Snell with us. Snell Golf is his company. In his background, he worked for Titleist and for TaylorMade as a guy behind golf ball research and development. So when you got thrown into this new world, where did you start? What were you thinking?
It was a fun, you know, the design part of golf balls wasn't so much about learning how to play it, but, you know, I really enjoyed working with the tour players. The first project I ever worked on was a ball called Titleist Professional, and we kind of brought the whole cast urethane technology into golf, replacing the old Ballata covers, and it was fun. You know, got to work with the players, meet the players. Very, very different from 1990 when I started in golf. We used to just test drivers and 8-irons, and that's all we tested. Now today, when you work with these players, we're testing, you know, 30-yard chips, 4-iron shots into the wind, and pretty much the total tee-to-green performance. So the golf ball design has gotten a lot different, where the distance is maxed out. We can't really do a whole lot with that, but we can do a lot with all the performance that, you know, you hit one drive, 14 drives around, but you hit a lot of other shots that have performance that's needed, and that's where the technology is really going today.
By the way, thank you for the cast urethane. It's been years since I split open a golf ball.
Yeah, the old Ballata covers, when you'd miss it, and you know, it's interesting, because when we first started with the Ballata, when you'd miss shots, you would actually damage the cover, and you could see the cover damaged, but the urethane became so durable that the threads underneath, when we started with the wound balls, the threads would actually break, and now we couldn't tell, we couldn't know. So the solid technology that's out today, you know, that came out with Strata, then Pro V1, that technology that's there today, we don't have that problem. But back then, the cover was too good at the time when we introduced it, where we couldn't tell if the threads were snapping underneath. So things have gotten a lot better.
Dean, as you've come, you know, forward with your golf ball design and that sort of thing, is there a certain part that was the most difficult to learn about, or a certain thing that you enjoyed most, be it, you know, the different type of cores or the cover or dimple patterns? Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's when I started, the two-piece golf balls used to be true 90 and 100 compression. They were a little bit firmer in feel. And the Tour Ballata balls, even though they said 90 and 100 on them, they were really more in the 70 to 75. So then it completely flip-flopped. The two-piece golf balls went down into the 60 and 70 compression, and the tour balls went up into the 90 and 100 compression. So working with players where it was all about distance before, they would like the soft feel of the Bilotto golf balls. And then when we started to bring Professional and Pro V1 out, the feel got firmer, and they didn't really talk about feel anymore because they were seeing distance. So the distance chase was on. We kind of maxed that out, and now we're starting to bring feel back. But there's two big technologies that have really changed. One is the core. We're able to make, in past designs, if you had 100 compression core at certain speed and you lowered that to 50 compression, you lost a lot of speed. And today we have technologies that can make 40 and 50 compression cores be just as fast as the old hundreds. And then the second technology is the cast urethane. To me, you know, it came out in 1995 on a ball that we did called Tour Prestige and then Titleist Professional. And it's been the staple for the tour. It's been the staple for tour balls. And its technology is really, really good because it allows you to cast it very thin. It's very durable, and now you can put a lot more performance into the ball by having this cover be thin. The final part that happens when you finish a golf ball design, the aerodynamics. So you can have the best product in the world, but if you don't do the aerodynamics or the dimples right, it could be the worst product in the world. So we do that last. So once we know the spin, launch, and the ball speed, then we design the aerodynamic pattern that actually optimizes that for carry and roll with wind and no wind.
Do you design for handicaps at all? I mean, if you're a 12 or 15 or 20 or 25 handicap, should you be playing the same ball that the guys on tour play?
The performance of golf balls has been really pushed towards price. So the tour golf balls can be very expensive. But in all honesty today, a tour golf ball has the same spin rate with the driver as the two-piece balls do. So that's something we've been able to design. And now when you think about an 18 handicap player, if that player is playing and they miss 17 greens, so there's 17 par threes that they have to play. And where do you need the performance the most? It's from 100 yards and in. So when a lot of people choose low compression, very soft golf balls because they think, you know, they need to compress it more, that means the ball is also a low spin. And average golfers actually need spin when they get near the green. So a tour golf ball is actually very good for all players today. I know cost is an issue, and a lot of people don't want to spend a lot of money thinking they're going to lose them. But if price wasn't part of the equation, I truly believe that the tour golf ball is the best golf ball for all kind of players because it's going to help you. You play a lot of golf from 100 yards and in, and that's where you need the performance the most.
Yeah. Dean Snell, Snell Golf with us. Dean, one more question, then we'll talk about Snell Golf a little bit. I throw my golf bag in the trunk of my car. It's a hot summer day. It can get over 100 degrees. Am I doing my golf balls any good heating them up like that?
You're not. And conversely, if you're in Wisconsin in the winter and it's 30, you're also not doing any good either. It's the golf ball performance is optimum between 70 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit. So if it is hot in Phoenix or in a black car in some hot areas, the temperature in there can actually get well over 100, 120 degrees. I've actually had golf balls return back to me with the Sirloin covers where the dimples are melted right off because they've been in a trunk. So if it gets too hot and the golf balls are hot, they actually soften a little bit and they lose velocity and can add spin, which both mean short. And if it's cold in the 40 to 50 degree, it takes a long time to heat back up, to warm up when it is 70 out. So you actually, they become stiffer and lose speed, which also means loss of distance. So ideally, keep them in your house or, you know, wherever you want to put them, in your locker, in your pro shop or something like that. But don't leave them in your car, because if you go out at 40 degrees and you play early morning and you start to tee off, that golf ball will never get to the optimum performance. And at 40 degrees, it's about a 5 mile per hour ball speed loss, which is about 10 to 12 yards.
Hmm. So tell us about Snell Golf. Are you taking on the big boys, the guys you used to work for?
I'm not taking them on. No, I have a lot of respect for Titleist and TaylorMade. I have a lot of respect for the system through the pro shops and the sales reps and stuff and the PGA professionals. What I did is I'm trying to take the golf business is really declining, and I've seen it go for over the last 25 years. I've seen it go up to a peak, and then drop, and there's a lot of players leaving. When it's not growing, courses are closing. So what I wanted to try to do is, you know, I've been fortunate and blessed to work with the best players in the world, a lot of good friends, design products for these guys and, that have been used on tour over the years. And, you know, I wanted to come back home where my family is, start a small business where I can give the best technologies that are out there today, create the best performance, which I believe is you know, very high performance golf balls, but sell it to players at an affordable price. So if you don't have to pay $52 or $48 or $49 for a dozen golf balls that are tour quality, you know, I created Snell Golf. I have a tour golf ball that's called My Tour Ball, which is you know, very high quality, very high performance, and it's $31.99 shipped to your home for free shipping. So it's an online business, direct sales. You go online, you order, I ship it out that day, and you get it in a few days, and it's, you know, it's $31.99 with free shipping. So you save yourself, you know, $15 to $25, and maybe that'll get you to go play another round or stay and, you know, have a beer after the round or something like that. So try to make it affordable. Try to give other players that have never really had opportunities to play tour performance golf balls that opportunity at an affordable price.
And the tour ball by Snell has fared very well in comparison with some of the other brands as well. Dean, I wish we had more time. How about coming back and visiting? We'll kind of just call it quits for now, and we'll pick up where we left off next time you join us on the show.
Absolutely. Love to do that.
Fantastic. Dean Snell. SnellGolf.com, by the way, is the website for more information there. Dean Snell, Mr. Golf Ball, with us today here on Tee to Green.